Okay, man, I'm burning. Okay, Sister Bennett.
It's all yours.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I just want to thank the Lord for the privilege that He has given me today to share what is on my heart about fear. As the scripture was read, Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I am the Lord thy God, holding you by your right hand, saying, do not fear, I will help you. Yes, even though the Lord gave us His word, sometimes we still get into that place of fear. The word of God in 1 Samuel 17:24 said that when the Israelites saw Goliath, they were so afraid and fled from him. But God had a young man in place prepared to take out Goliath. That was David before he became king. And if we read all of that scripture, 1 Samuel 17, we will see what David did. David did not have any fear in his heart. David did not have a gun. He fought the lion and the bear with his bare hands. God gave him the victory. And God is giving us the victory today if we only trust Him. He promised to fight our battles for us. And He's doing it through Jesus Christ. In Exodus 14:14, the Lord's promise that He will fight our battles for us. All we have to do is be still. When we listen to the news and see what is happening over the world, we get fearful at times. Fear arises in us. We send our children to school to learn to read and write, to grow and play, but they are being killed by the gun, and that put fear in so many parents' hearts today. We hear of the tornadoes, the earthquake, the floods, all the terrible things that are happening. We even go, when we, some of us go to church, other places, we heard it on the news, where there is a gunman at the church. We go to church to praise God and to worship Him. We don't go to church to meet someone with a gun. The word of God tells us not to be afraid of sudden fear, neither the desolation of the wicked. That is in Proverbs 3, verses 25 and 26. Isaiah 43 tells us that when we pass through the fire and the flood, He will be with us. Verse 5 says, fear not, I am with you. Matthew 10, verse 31, tell us not to be afraid, for we are valuable to the Lord more than sparrows and birds. He cared about the sparrows and the birds, all that He has made. But we are His children, and we are more valuable to Him than sparrows.
Amen.
Matthew 28:26, Jesus said to His disciples, why are ye fearful? This is when Jesus commanded the wind and the storm to be still. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do we have storms in our lives today? Yes. But we must remember that God is the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. What He has done for the disciples and those men of old, He's still doing it for us today. So He's encouraging us not to be afraid. Yeah. And He said that we are to seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and He will see us through. Things will happen for us to be fearful, for we are living in a sinful world. But let us remember God's word and take Him at His word. He said, He will never leave us nor forsake us. Isaiah 12, verse 2 says, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Isaiah 54, verse 4, Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. I'm going to read it from the Bible. Give me a minute, please. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole world, shall he be called. And verse 17 says, No weapon that is formed against us, his people, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the Lord. I can testify to that. I am a single woman for so many, many years, and God is so faithful. He's my husband. He takes care of everything for me. He pay my bills. I'm not showing up today, but I'm telling you, God, telling you, my sisters and brothers, from my coming to this country and paying light bill, I never late. Paying telephone bill, I never late. I never go hungry. There is always something there. So I am encouraging my young sisters and brothers today who are out there listening to me. I am the same age that God used Moses and Jacob. And it never pains me. So I'm encouraging our hearts to put our trust in God, not to be afraid. You know, years ago, I had my mother here. And when I was to make the arrangement for my mother for the funeral, when I see that she was going down, every day I passed that funeral home to go to work. I was working on the beach. I was so afraid to go and make that arrangement. I don't know why that fear crippled me so much. And I'm telling you all today, the day I walk into that funeral place, all the fear left me. God is good. And you will say this scripture all the while that what the enemy meant for harm, God meant it for good. God took away the fear. And my mama died in this house so peacefully. God is good. I just want to encourage our hearts today, because the word of God is so true. He promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. And in Isaiah, forgive us. We are, yes, and with the widowhood, when the Lord deliver us from certain things, we are not to go back and repeat it. For he tells us in our words that he has thrown our sins into the deepest part of the sea. So we just have to trust him and believe in him and have faith in him that he will see us through. Psalm 34, verse 7 says, The angel of the Lord encampeth round about us. Do not fear. And verse 9 says, Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. You know, Pastor Henry preached the other day, and he said, Fear is a positive word. We are to fear God. That is the good fear, and not be afraid. Psalm 56, verse 2 says, What time I'm afraid? I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in his word. And verse 4 says, In God I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me.
Amen.
You know, some time ago, having a problem with my neighbor, I'm not going to lie, I was afraid. I was afraid. As a single woman, only God knows what I've been through. But God, God, take away the fear. I testified in the night, Friday, I was sleeping, and that man came over to me. We had a good conversation.
Oh,
I was sweeping up the leaves.
Oh,
he came
on.
Over, opened up the
bag
so that I could put the leaves in it. Right when I came into the house, I just praising God. I said, God, when I went out, I prayed. I said, God, cover me. I said, you are my wall of fire. And God did cover me. I'm so grateful to my God this morning. The good things that he has done for me. You know, is when I came in from out there Friday, I wrote this sermon. I had written before, but it wasn't what I wanted. And I just sat there in the living room, and I wrote all that I'm reading to you today. God is a good God. My sisters and brothers, young sisters, young brothers, fear God. Fearing God is a good thing. He will let you see things that is coming against you. He will let your enemy live at peace with you. God is a good God. And I just want to praise him today.
And thanking him.
I have some scriptures here that I want to read on fear. I'm not going to read all of them. I'm just going to give you where they are found in the Bible. The one that was taken this morning, Isaiah 41:13, Proverbs 1:33, 2 Timothy 1:7, Matthew 10:28, Proverbs 3:25-26, Romans 8:15, Proverbs 29:25, Isaiah 14:3, and Proverbs 3:24. I have something here that I want to read. And it is in Joshua 10:16. And the title says, 5 kings killed. But these 5 kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at Makkadia. And verse 17 says, and it was told Joshua, saying, the five kings are found and hid in a cave at Makkadisha. And Joshua said, roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave and set them by it for to keep them. And verse 41 said, And verse 25 said, and Joshua said unto the men, fear not, nor be dismayed, be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. Right. Sisters and brothers, if your God is taking care of our enemies, you know, at night time I listen to Pastor Jeremiah, and Pastor Jeremiah said it one of his sermons. The same God who take care of his people in the old times, he's the same God. He will take care of us. We are not to be afraid. God is the same God, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. So I just want to encourage our hearts this morning that no care what situation we are going through, whether the enemy, whether financial, sickness, any kind of distress that come upon us, things will come upon us that are going to shake us. We are going to be afraid, but God in his might and his power, he is the same God of yesterday and tomorrow. He will never leave us nor forsake us. These things that are happening, the Lord knows that it will come because it is in his word. He said things will come, the devastation of the world. It's in the Bible. God tells us that we are not to be afraid. We are just to look up. We are to look up. Because at any time he's going to put in his appearance. So I'm so thankful this morning that God has spared my life so I can be on this platform this morning. And I want to thank Sister Judy and all my sisters. When Sister Barbara calls, when she and I meet, we encourage one another. She encouraged me more. Sister Fiani encouraged me so much.
Oh, Lord God, have mercy. Be with her, Father. Sister Bernice, when we talk, we encourage one another. Sister Mary, we encourage one another. God, thank you for my sisters this morning. Thank you for Sister Judy, who started this prayer group, keeping me out of my bed sometimes. Sometimes I don't make it easy, but God knows I need that sleep at that time. I don't do it on purpose. And so, Father, I thank you for your blessing this morning. I thank you for your goodness. You know, when Joel Osteen finishes his sermon, he always says to his congregation, do you receive it? I am saying to you, my sisters and brethren, this morning, do you receive it? Do you receive what Sister Bennett said? Oh, Lord God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, oh God. I love the whole testament. I thank you, oh God, and I thank you for my pastors. I thank you for Pastor Edgar. I thank you for Pastor Vianney. Lord God, it was a blessed day when I walked into that church, my God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your kindness, for your forgiveness, for your love, for your caring, and for your sharing. Thanks, God. Continue to be with us. Continue to watch over us. Continue to use us, oh God Almighty. For in your word you said you are no respecter of persons. You can use everyone. For God, you are a good God. Many of the ministers that are in churches today is men who were in prison. You're using them. God Almighty, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I pray for this generation. God Almighty, you see how these people are being killed. Yesterday I was going out on the street. I saw this big white horse. I know it is a young person. For when it's the young person, they use the white horse. You want to see all this horse big and long. Oh, my God, look down today. Your young people are dying like flies by the gun, by the gun. God Almighty, have mercy. Have mercy upon this generation. Only you, God, can help them. You see how many mothers are mourning this morning when I prayed, when I'm going to have my dinner or my breakfast. I said, God, remember those who don't have and those who have and cannot eat because of sorrows in their heart. You see the many sorrows in the world this morning. All over, mothers are burying their children. Oh, God Almighty, help us today. Help us to hold on. For God is only you. Only you, Lord God Almighty, only you can make the war cease. So, Father, thank you for using your daughter this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for grace and mercy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Lord, brethren and friends,
prison.
I promised when I started that we would have had an anointed service. And so it is. The anointing. Hallelujah.
Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord.
Give it to the Lord. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed
Hallelujah.
Be your name.
Not by might, no by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. I pray that you all have received your blessing, as he promised that he would be with us in the midst of bless. And he is faithful, for he has done it. Pastor, over to you.
Bless the Lord. We want to say our big thanks to Sister Bennett for ministering to our hearts today. And ministering to our hearts in a way where she is coming from a standpoint of experience. I want to thank my sister for pouring out her heart to us as she addressed the old question of fear. And how we should behave as Christians in the presence of the Lord. I thank you, my sister, for that very, very sincere presentation coming from a standpoint of experience. I remember not too long ago you had an accident, and many people would have died from something even simpler than that. But the God that you trust, the God that you have confidence in, protected you so much that you walk away from that accident without a problem. And it is out of all of this that you have gone experience, and it has built up your confidence in God so that you could speak with such authority to us this morning. I want to bless the Lord for you.
Amen.
And it goes to show that walking in the fear of the Lord really does pay off.
Amen.
Walking in the fear of the Lord. And our sister expressed this to us. And in an atmosphere that we're in right now, as far as the country is concerned, we find that the Lord is not first resource. The Lord seems to be coming last resort in many quarters.
Mm.
And it is important that we put him back where he belongs, right at the beginning of things. And our sister was speaking this morning, and she was telling us not to fear.
Mm.
Not to fear. In fact, the word, you can remember that the word tells us that God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
But of love,
power,
and of a sound mind.
Hallelujah.
That is who we are. And that is what our sister was expressing. She is saying that we should walk in that which God has given unto us. Walk in the spirit of love, walk in the spirit of a sound mind. You see what I'm saying? And then it would give all these testimonies that she has explained. Can you imagine? She lived the experience of having somebody who is hostile to her come and form a bag for her to put her trash in. It is the power of God. It is the power of God that have the enemy under control. That the enemy wants to surrender to the child of God. Walking in the fear of Almighty God pays great dividend. And I want to drive that home. I could not preach a message better than what we have heard today. The passion that comes from the heart of our sister conveying a message that is true and relevant to us today. Relevant in the sense that it is a no thing. God is a no God. And the battle is not our sins. The battle belongs to the Lord. Let us remember that. So fear not in the fear. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by my name. Thou art mine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Fear not. I have redeemed thee, in his saying to us.
Hallelujah.
I have called you by your name. You are mine. What an assurance. Walking in the fear of the Lord. And I thank you, Sister Bennett, for strengthening us as believers.
Amen.
And I don't know if there is anybody listening who have not yet committed their lives to the Lord. This is what we're talking about. In an atmosphere of hostility, in an atmosphere of opposition to the word of the Lord, here is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. And you can find that place, and you can live there and be comfortable in the presence of the Lord. I am blessed today. I am extremely blessed to listen to God's servant ministering to us in such a profound way. And I believe the reason for it is that she's living the experience. She's not a Christian, but she's living the experience. Hallelujah. And I bless God for you, my sister. Bless God for the women's department. And we pray and continue to pray that God will continue to bless them in all their endeavors. Thank you very much, Sister Fiamme.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise the name of the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
I'm not preaching or concluding the preacher, but I just wanted to say in Proverbs chapter 133, it says, those that hearken unto me, those that love me, I will keep them quiet from the very fear of evil. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we're going to ask our sister Barbara to do for us, as she has always done, to bring us up to date on the upcoming happenings, and don't forget to mention the website.
Hallelujah.